Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
Hey, I'm Katy Perry.
It's Ingrid Michaelson, and you're listening to Big Ken and Colleen in the Morning
on Star 102.5.
Well, they're seeing a big baby boom in Chicago. It's almost as if something incredible happened about 9 months ago.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play.
And Cubs fans celebrated that night because a lot of Chicago hospitals are giving a lot of new moms with babies Ivy, Wrigley, Bryant's, Ross's. A lot of Cub fan babies being born this week.
This always just cracks me up because it's not as if birth control went away.
Right. That's true.
Okay.
Although on that night, miracles were happening.
Well, okay, first of all, and that's another thing. Who was doing that? I was just watching it over and over. I couldn't stop watching any of it.
My wife would have wanted no part of me as I just sit there weeping.
My wife went to bed.
I know. I was
couldn't
weeping.
Have looked more unattractive.
Yes.
Surrounded
it was late.
By wrappers from Chocolate Kisses and crying. And
right.
That was my grandfather, mother's favorite Cub candy, so that's
awesome
why I had
still.
It. But anyway, still, you know, I was not
in the mood to,
and nor was I,
right.
Nor was she thinking, yeah, this is the moment I want him.
He seems like he'll be focused on me. He's only texting everybody he knows right now.
I know that too.
I agree.
So this just cracks me up. But anyway, we are curious this morning. You know, or at least you pretty much know, you suspect anyway, that at least one of your kids was a result of celebrating what?
Yes.
280-1025.
What happened? What was going on in the world? Woohoo!
What did you celebrate that you're pretty sure led to baby?
Right. Mm-hmm. But I'm with you. As I thought about
that.
That
would not have been the time for me.
Though. No. No.
But obviously for some it was.
Also because I was Facebook Living the thing.
Thank goodness.
Oh, you're in for a treat now.
Goodness.
Oh, boy.
280-1025 again. Here's our question. You know, or you at least suspect pretty much
that
one of those kids of yours
yes,
is the result of being very, very happy. Celebrating what? Hi, Hannah. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you are pretty sure your parents, was this you that they conceived?
Oh, yeah. It was definitely me.
Uh-huh. From what?
From the Fiesta Bowl of 1988 when Nebraska played.
Woo!
Yeah. My parents were watching it, and I had a bunch of friends over in high school, and my mom walked by and patted me on the head. And said, well, this is a very special game.
Oh, that's unsettling.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. It was real funny in high school. Yes,
I bet. I bet.
And Nebraska didn't even win that game.
No, I don't even know. But my parents won in life because they got me.
That's right. Thanks, Hannah. You have a great day.
You.
Bye.
You too.
Kelly, this would not only happen once, but twice.
Yes, when we decided, we've been married 8 years, and we decided, you know, we probably wanted to start having a family, so I get off the pill, like, at Christmas, and my birthday's in January. And we weren't very good with other forms of birth control at that point, so January 9th, and then October 20th, the baby's born.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next year, it's like, okay, no more birthday sex this year. I had a one-year-old, weren't going to do it. The next year, my birthday came around, same thing. Both kids were born 5 days apart because one was early and one was late. So birthday sex became our taboo. We decided, you know, there's other times to have sex than your birthday.
So. Right. Go out to eat or something. Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you, Kelly. You take care. Bye.
All right, thanks.
Heather, hello.
Hello.
All right, so you know that you had a baby due to celebrating what?
This was my parents. It was me and my sister both, and we were anniversary babies.
So
I was born on May 2nd, and my sister was born on May 14th. And their anniversary is August 4th.
So when they had an anniversary, they made a baby, at least
apparently,
once.
Apparently, yes.
Well, at least you know they were celebrating, right?
Yes, so something like that.
All right. Thank you, Heather. You take care now.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.